The Gemara is trying to bring a raya, not that a choshed amamoyne is loy choshed ashvuas. That a ganev, even though we have a tzad that he's a ganev, but he will not keshvuas sheker. The mele is a sibet to mechayev him a shvua. We will gain by mechayev him a shvua. A choshed amamoyne loy choshed ashvuas. The mele, even though we choshed that he's a ganev, even though we choshed he's a ganev, that is a mocking to Mechayev and Meshvur, because he will be Poyresh Machmas Ashvur. And the Gemara wants to be geriot to this Yesoi that Choshed Amamoyne Loi Choshed Ashvurse, and is a reason to Mechayev and Ganev Ashvur, because he will be Poyresh. So the Gemara tried to bring three rayas to this Yesoi, and Hayamud Beis, and she slugged up the three rayas. But now in Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is trying to bring three rayas again to the Zolbe Yesoi, that Choshed Amamoyne is Loi Choshed Ashvurse. Three eyes is Yesoi, that Choshed Amamoyne lo Choshed Ashvuase. And the Gemara Taki brings three eyes, the three earth tzad in the Gemara, that Choshed Amamoyne is lo Choshed Ashvuase, and is a purpose and is a mokoim to be Mechayev and Meshvua. And Lom is then Keseda, the eyes from the Gemara. The Eves to Omar Rab Nachman. Mashbi mo Yisoi Shvuase Eses, Neime Migu de Choshed Amamoyne, Choshed Ashvuase, Choshed Ashvuase. So the first raya brings the Gemara that Choshed Amamoyne leChoshed Ashvuase from Shvuas Eses. How you mechayev a person Shvuas Eses? If as they vay that you choshed that he's a ganev, he will make a Shvuas Eses. There's a raya that Choshed Amamoyne leChoshed Ashvuase, and you don't have to be choshed that he will make a Shvuas Sheker. But mele does it a mokif from Shvuas Eses? Does it a mokif from Shvuas Eses? Now, let's work together. Lulei Rashi v'Teisves, we would explain the Gemara of the Leichter Oifen. What is the case of Shvuas? You come over to a person, your sweater is mine. What you're wearing now is mine. And he says, no. Mashbi anicho Shvuas. And he makes a Shvua. And you have a kasha. Why I need to be Mashbi am Shvuas Eses? And the tzad that he's a ganev and he's stealing the sweater, he will make a Shvuas Sheker. And you can't say Shtumutaka Mishtamet. What is Shtumutaka Mishtamet? Just take off the sweater and give it to your friend. You can't say Shtumutaka Mishtamet. There's no mocking for Shtumutaka Mishtamet. Saval is no mocking for Shtumutaka Mishtamet. There's no mocking for Shtumutaka Mishtamet. So, Bemele, a raya brura that Choshed Amamoyne, li Choshed Ashvuase. This will be the Pashas HaGemore. This will be the Pashas HaGemore. Lulei Rashi. And as he tastes in the Gemara, so the Rayas from Shvuas Eses, when he mounts a chayfetz lehedya that Yenem has now in his hands, and the other person is makrish, he says no, and shtetet zichay b'shvuas Eses. I is choshed amamoyne, the tzad that he's a ganev, he will make a shvuas sheker. It's a Rayas from Shvuas Eses, and it's no ishtamutik and mishtam. Mishuma, Rashi doesn't want to be maimi the Gemara, and that he's mounting a chayfetz lehedya. And Rashi is reinsetzing the Gemara that he's not the Shvuas Eses, he's mourning his friend Mili Halvor. Ah, Yo Barazay, so what is the Raya Bichlal that Choshed Amamoyne Choshed Ashvuas? Maybe he really owes him money. But the reason you're Mechayev him a Shvuas, are you telling me if he's a Ganev, he will make a Shvuas Sheker? He's not a Ganev. Just he ran out of money and he doesn't know how to pay, so he's Ishtamut Dekam Ishtamet. So we're Mechayev him a Shvuas because he's Ishtamut Dekam Ishtamet. But where we have a raya, from where we have a raya, that Choshed Amamoyne leChoshed Ashvuas. If we mind that I'm a foolish chayfet, and I'm a foolish chayfet, Avad is no Shtumutka Mishtamet. But Rashi Mishuma, we don't know yet why, decided not to arayinzetz the Gemara and I'm a foolish chayfet. He arayinzetz the Gemara and not on a chayfet. He arayinzetz the Gemara and Alvoy. That is money, money. But the Gemara said in Alvoy is a Shtumutka Mishtamet, Zogt Rashi. Name migu de meiz lichvoy rakol. Lav ishtamut abil. Zog Rashi. Mashbi moysa le she'ein amayil b'miktsas in ha'alvoy shvuas eses. Name migu de meiz ponov lichvoy rakol. Kaif li ishtamut aboi. V'choshid ha'shvuas. Zog Rashi, the raya from the Gemara is because b'kaif rakol you can't say ishtamut akam ishtamet. It's not kaif rakol. meine mir das ist stabut gekommen stammt aber kaufer alkohol ist nicht keine stabut gekommen stammt so if kaufer alkohol ist nicht keine stabut gekommen stammt so kaufer alkohol ist nicht keine stabut gekommen stammt and even so he makes a schwur is a rei ich schon meine le khosh na schwur this is the gemar so now the first order is why rashi decided to be my with an alvo aber after rashi is my with an alvo rashi has to reinsetz that an alvo schön kaufer alkohol ist nicht stabut gekommen stammt dann meine is a khosh da meine and khosh meine khosh na schwur is a rei khosh meine is le khosh na schwur das ist der rei why rashi didn't mind mit kipshutoy So the value we could answer, the reason Rashi was not maimid, that Seisa is that he's Tevea Chayfetz. Because if this would be the case, maybe the Gemara would answer, Mechateisi. Maybe it's no Shvua Seses. Maybe the Parsha of Shvua Seses was only said, maybe the Parsha of Shvua Seses was only said in the case that he's talking maybe, and the Chayfetz was no Parsha of Shvua Seses. Who said that the Chay Gavne is a Parsha of Shvua Seses? Maybe it's a... So what is the kash of the Gemara? Maybe Rab Nachman spoke about Shvua Seses in the case of Alvoy. So Mele Rashi said, and even if it's a case of Alvoy, it's no Ishtamutik HaMishtamet. So this could be a Eitzah, why Rashi didn't arrangez the Gemara like Tesis in the case of Pikodin, in the case of Chayfetz, one of them is a Shvua Seses, and then Poshet is no Ishtamutik. Because then you say, Mecha Tesis, maybe it's like a Shvua Seses B'chai Gavne. So Mele Rashi arrangez the Gemara in Alvoy. Frag der Ramban, ob es nicht etwas, was Rashi sagt. Dann, wo ist neu Stumute kommen stammt? Es ist nicht etwas. Why is it nicht etwas, dass es nur bei Alvoi Stumute kommen stammt? So, die Gemara says in Heer Mutbeis, Ha Käufer bepikoten Possu Leidus, bemilwe Kosher Leidus. So, Rashi, in Heer Mutbeis, the last, before we did the bigger lines, Kosher Leidus, Ha Käufer bemilwe, שבועדים והחזיקו בכפר אנשית חייב כושר להידס אלמר דלאב דיידה למיגזל דנאי מעלתו של שרושו חומוס אלו להשתמות הכאובה איזה שתמות הכמשתמת איזה שתמות הכמשתמת זה שתי תקלור עם רשי תן איבן בכאיבה במיל וזה שתמות הכמשתמת ספרי דרמבן הסתיר המפורשס סתירה מפורשת. ביוז שטייט, שדה בקויפר הכל איזה לא השתמות כמשתמת, אין היי עמוד בייז, אז מפורש אין לגימורת, אז היא לא השתמות כמשתמת, אין דה לא חייז לייק דיס. שטעת קויפר במיל וכושר להידוס, זאת רשי בקוד השתמות כמשתמת. בפיקות מספוסו להידוס, במיל וכושר להידוס, זאת השתמות כמשתמת. אתה צריך פלא עוצו. פלא עוצו, מסתירה אף רשי. אז דה הרשת קש. אז בעצם, אני רואה נאור, רואה רשי, הרעין זה, זאת לגמורה, אין המיל ואני, אתה צריך And it's against the Shikuntair in the way. Stay like this is glad. Meret of a chayfetz. And b'chai gavne the shvuas. It's a raya. There's no ishtamute. Choshen amayin. Eloi choshen a shvuas. We could make him a shvuas. So we said Rashi didn't want a raya. It's mecha teise. But now the Rashi's teretz is. As even the milva al pekoifer hakoz. The chashvute go mishtamet. Nela mimeno gomorra mefuresh. It's heyo mutbeis. Zweite kashe frek the Rambam. And teise is b'teich advorin. So one kasha is why Rashi arayinzetz, but it's not such a kasha. The second kasha was hey, umut beis. Often the Gemara, kaifa b'milva k'ayin, it's often the Gemara. A third hour. What is the third hour? The Gemara and Shavuos, why Chazal wa mechayev Shavuos heses? Tesis brings it down. Chazoke ein odom teveya elohim ken yesh le. Chazoke ein odom teveya elohim ken yesh le. Avad, it's not a real chazoke that you can be mighty moment with. Aber als macht Chazoke, Chazal gestolt, Shvua. Als macht Chazoke, wenn du tewe, Elohim ken yesh le. Zit me gemore, kenege dat is a Chazoke fakert, ein oder mei is pono bifnei baal choyve. So, chaval to make kone for a Shvua. You're right, there's a reason Chazoke and tewe, Elohim ken yesh le. So Chazoke fakert, so lost them up. He's asking for the money, he mistama will not ask, he mistama will not say no. So why do we attack the takona of Shavuot? Why do we attack the takona of the Shavuot? Chazal the man can yesh loy? Chazal can fakir those? Why do we attack the takona of Shavuot? And for the Gemara, no. Avad is a chazal can in on a maze pono bifnei baal choyver. Aber ishtemut ha gom ishtamet. Ishtemut ha gom ishtamet. Stimmt er gemischt damit? Stimmt er gemischt damit? Stimmt er gemischt damit? So steht klar in der Gemara. Now the case of Shvua Seses, what Rashi calls it Milve, the Gemara says, es ist Stimmt er gemischt damit. אם הוא היה סווי חזר מיד את הכל, אין לו מה זה חזר וטבע, אם כן יש לו. אין לו מה זה חזר כפקר? חזר כפקר דן מי ספונוב. יש לו מודק המשתמת. זה שתי תקלות, זה שתי מודק המשתמת. אין לי כסף רעשי. זה בעצם, הקושר היא אחס. בעצם, we know that הקויפה במילווה זה כושר להיד, זה שתי מודק המשתמת. גור מודבי זה האופן הגמור, יש לו מודק המשתמת. האופן הגמור. גמור, שבוע עשה זה גם בהסס אורסו, שתמלו אותי גם משתמת. גור, כאילו, אין איזה מים מידי גמור עסקה שפון הסס, נעד על החיפה, זה לסנוע השתמות אל ארץ וחיים גלעד. רשי, איזה מים מידי, אין די כסף המילו. בסדר, אורן, נו, רשי, אני want to say that, maybe, say that. אבל זה רשי, אבל מה יש לך השתמות גם משתמת? אז רשי, לא. אז לך כיפה לכל לסנוע השתמות, גם משתמת. אז זה ממש הפלא אורצו. הם דרמבן הות הדרך. דרמבן הות הדרך. כדאי לשים לרמב"ן אינסייד, לרמב"ן הוט הדרך, זה השטיקל מחודש. אנחנו... I want to say, אם זו מסגרת, זה צווית הדרך. The צווית הדרך is developed, אנחנו צריכים לדעת נפגים על סדת, אבל listen carefully, זה הזי גלט, the second דרך זה הזי גלט. הוא עושה סומת של רווחים, אז נוכל זה ממש, זה מאיר בדעס רשי. It's Meir B'Srashi. The Yesaitis we said already. There's no way to answer the Kasha. So the Ramban says, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, why the Torah was Mechai V'Shvun? The person is a made of a mixus. Why the Torah is mechayev shvu? Because maybe he owes the other 50, and he doesn't want to pay. So Hashem says, put a shvu, maybe he will pay. Put a shvu, maybe he will pay. Shvu, maybe he will pay. This is the reason the Torah is mechayev shvu. Hesus. The person says, you owe me money. Says no, maybe yes. So we don't have a chetim. Says, make a shvu. If shatak, if not, he will pay. So the purpose of the Shvuah is al-mol, hopefully, if the person really owes the money, maybe he will not make a Shvuah, and he will pay. Right? This is the purpose of the Shvuah. We're not looking for Shvuahs. So the purpose of the Shvuah is al-mol, you know, maybe he owes the money, and now that he will cost him a Shvuah, maybe he's decided to pay you. This is Be'etzim the Chiyuv Shvuah b'kol ha-terek kula. Right? Be'etzim you owe money, you suffer if you owe money or not. So we say, let's do it. We don't know what to do. You know, make a Shvuah. Maybe you will decide not to make the shvuah and to pay. So we will gain. I mean, and the tzad that you're going to do a shvuah shekel, we're not interested in the shvuah. And the tzad that you don't owe the money, we don't need your shvuah. The purpose of the shvuah is to come, maybe you really owe, and you don't want to pay, with the pressure of the shvuah you will pay. Mask him. And the tzad that you don't owe the money, I don't need you to make a shvuah. Stam more shvuahs, besser nicht zu machen shvuahs. And the tzad that you don't owe the money, besser nicht zu machen shvuahs. And the tzad that you're planning to steal and to make a shvuah, besser nicht zu machen shvuah. What we're gaining, noch averes. We're hoping maybe you really owe money, but you'll be nervous for making a shvuah, so you will decide to pay. Right? This is the ma'areches of shvuah. El Moed Be'ozer says, a person comes to his friend, you owe me money. So, let me say 50, he says 50. So the other thing, we clear now, what is the chances? Maybe he doesn't owe. We'll call it 50% he doesn't owe. They say he owes 50. 50 not. 50% that he doesn't owe, the other 50. But there's a 50 that he owes. And the 50 that he owes, is a 30% that he's planning to steal it, to leave it in his pocket. And that's how Zog the Gemara, Choshin HaMamayna Pesach HaShvurse. He will do a Shvur Sheka. He will do a Shvuah Shekel. Is it 20% on the side that he's chayev? That the reason he's saying no, it's not because he's planning to pocket his own money. He's not planning to put it in his own pocket. He's saying no because he's a shtamutah k'mishtamet, right? So if we take the case of Vayda B'miktsas, you owe me $100. He says 50. So no, now make a Shvuah 50. Why the Shvuah comes on the other 50? And the side that he doesn't know, we don't need a Shvuah. We only need a Shvuah on the side that he owes. So it's called 50% that he owes. That side is 30% that he's going to do a Shvuah Shekel anyways. So we're not gaining. Is it 20% that he really owes, and he's not a guy, and he's a Shtamutak Mishtamet, now with the pressure of a Shvuah, he'll decide just to pay it. So the purpose of the Shvuah is for that 20%, right? Does this glow? Das ist wie Mamesh Klo, das Chaylik. Das ist wie Mamesh Klo. Then, when I say you might even make only 100, so I owe you 50. Say 50 take, now 50, maybe not, if I don't owe you, we'll get up. The reason we're making a shvua not to find out, because maybe yes. No, on the side of the maganev and choshim amayin and choshid ha-shvua is you will not get. No, on the side that you really have bad kavanas, it's no purpose to give you a shvua, because you will lie straight through. On the side that you owe, and you're not a ganev, it's 20%. And that side, make a shvua, and b'meleh we will gain. This is the cheshman. This is the cheshman of the suit. This is the Meidah B'Mikzas, is a Shtamutah K'mishtamet. Koifer HaKoil, no is Shtamutah K'mishtamet, Zogt Rashi. I want to ask you a question. Koifer HaKoil is no is Shtamutah K'mishtamet. Tak is no is Shtamutah K'mishtamet? I know people that were Koifer HaKoil and the woman is Shtamutah K'mishtamet. Koifer HaKoil is Alamol, not is Shtamutah K'mishtamet? I want to explain. Person comes over to his friend, you owe me $100. He says no. Then we say like this. Pashas, he doesn't owe it. We don't have even a drawer that he owes. So I'll say like this. 80%, 50 Chlal doesn't owe. 20% that he owes. And the 20% that he owes, and the money makes us was 50-50, to drawer. Koifer HaKoil, there's no raglaim in the drawer that he owes money. So it's 80% that he owes, that he doesn't owe, 20% that he owes. In the 20% that he owes, we say, Alamol, 30% of it, most of the chances, and the tzad that he's a ganev, he will lie. So let me say it again. 80% he bichlal doesn't owe. And the tzad that he owes the money, the 20 that he owes the money, and the tzad that he's a ganev, he will lie. So let me say, and the 50, we left with 20%. 50% out of that 20, he mistame will lie. Right? Before we gave him 30% to lie. So 50% he for sure will lie. So on that side there's no purpose for the shvua. So what is the purpose for the shvua? And the tzad that he owes, and the tzad that he's mishtamet, you want to make him a shvua. For the 5%. And the Torah was never giving him a shvua for this 5%. The Torah never gives a shvua for 5%. As a cloud, the Torah doesn't give shvua for 5%. Aleph. This is the anocha rishon. It's anochabo. Moideh b'miktzas is chayiv shvua. We said it amol and they've given on the cheshbon is there. It's the same cheshbon, but this is the cheshbon shvua. Moideh b'miktzas is 50% that he owes, because we have a reyes. So we take the 50%, we say like this. Most people are ganovim. People that say they owe money and they're not planning to pay, most of them is tamah ganovim. So 30% that he's a, out of that 50, at least 30% that he's a ganov, and so to that we're not getting the shvua. The shvua is for the 20%, the hainu. From the 50% that we were left, that maybe he owes, and that is the 20% that he's mishtamet, for that 20 we want the shvua. Koifer HaKoil is 80% that he bichlal doesn't know. The whole time that he owes is only 20%. And in that we say, 30 of it, dainu, most of it is the mishtamet is a ganev, and that side he will make a shvua shekel. Now it's 50% that will make a shvua shekel, so there's no purpose of the shvua. The whole purpose of the shvua is for the 5%. For 5%, Chazal will not make a shvur. Seir was not making a shvur. Chazal will not making a shvur. Al kol choch zog di gemore, choshid ha mamoyne, loy choshid ha shvur. So even if he's a ganev, he will not lie. So we will gain that 20%. No more, the cheshman is very poshut. The yesod of shvur is to protect the hainu. Not to get him at the tzad that he's going to shrink a shekel. Not to get him at the tzad that he doesn't owe. And the tzad that he owes and he's mishtamet, we'll try to get him. Because on the tzad that he's a ganev, he will lie. That's what the Gemara has a problem. Zog the Gemara, moide v'miktsas, I understand. You're telling me choshid ha-shvuah. Ganovim, you don't give a shvuah. So moide v'miktsas, I say like this. 50% he doesn't owe, I'm not giving a shvuah. 30% he's a ganev. I'm giving a shvuah for 20. But Frank, the Gemara shvuah says this, is no, is maize. So if he's a maize, b'meile is no ishtamutu k'mishtamet. Now I know, what is the pshat? Is no ishtamutu k'mishtamet. 80% he bichlal doesn't know. How's it left? Most of it on the tzad that he's a ganev, because the chance that he's ishtamutu are very small. The tzad that ishtamutu is very small. Why is very small? Because he's a koifer HaKoil. It's a very small tzad of ishtamutu. Right. But in percent, no. But in, yeah, right, no, but I'm saying in percentages, the tzad that the shvur will help in the case when someone is asking money from his friend, what are the chances that the shvuah will be productive and the tzad that we're gaining? Okay.
When he's
kofar, you have to. Maybe the Torah really didn't have to give a shvuah b'chlav. Right, the Teir, and more from that, the Teir Taka didn't give a shvuah because about 80% that he's not chayv money, the Teir was not mechayv achir shvuah. Only be made of a mikzah. There's a bigger tzad. The Teir was mechayv shvuah. Why is no tzad? Maybe he's a guy.
Very small tzad.
But right, no, and the tzad that he doesn't owe, he doesn't owe, and the tzad that he owes. There is the chance that he's a guy like every person. Every person. No. Let me explain. Every person in this room has chesed kashrus, but there's a tzad that he could steal. Every person has the same percentage that he could steal. Lomi will call it that every person is 20% that he could steal. Every person is a 20% that he could steal. Every person. 20%, 50%. Lomi Zogun says also Reb Gan v'Yisro. So Lomi Zogun, every person has 60% that he could steal. If he owes money, and he says, and the tzad that he owes, not that for sure that he's a ganev, but on the tzad that he owes the money, and he's not planning to pay it. He's speaking of a person that owes money, person that owes money and says no. Person that owes money and says no. What are the chances that he's a ganev, or the chances that he wants to give it back later? I'm asking you. Someone, you look at a person that owes money.
Look in the case.
Every person, you come over to a person you owe money, and he says no, and you know he really owes money. What are the chances? And it's sad that he really owes money. Reuven owes you money, and you come over to him, and he says no. You know that he owes you money. What is the chance that he's a ganev? What is the chance that he's a tzaddik and he just doesn't have money? I would say most chances that he's a ganev. Small chance that he's a shtemutik or mishtamet. Mask him or not? A person owes you money. A person owes you money and he says no. And he says no, I don't owe you money.
He's lying.
A person that owes you money and is lying. He says, I don't owe you money. I don't owe you money. I'm lying for sure. And it's not that he's lying. I'm asking you before Kaifaka, when a person comes to you, come to someone, and says, you owe me money, and you say no, and you're a liar for sure. What is the chances that you're a liar and you're planning to steal? What is the chance that it's not a liar and you're planning to pay back? I think most people that lie, Mistama de Ganovi. If you come to someone, you owe me money, you say no. I know you owe me money. Mistama, you're planning to steal. Maybe the Mistat Tzadik, Shemudik, Mistama. One second, but sad that you owe me money and you said no. What is the bigger chance? That you're a ganav or you're a tzad? Some say, might have been miktas, say like this, 50% of the case that you owe me money. If that, more chances that you're a ganav, but a small chance is that you're not. So from the whole case, it's 20% that you owe me money and you're just mishtamet. So it's a chiyuv shvur. Koifer hakoil, it's 80% that bichlal you don't owe me money. But on the 20% that you owe me, most chances you're a ganav. And the tzad that you owe me money and you are koifer hakoil. And the tzad that is owe me, not on the tzad that you don't owe me. Every time. When I come over and I ask for someone for money and he says no, and I know he's lying, I could think that he's a ganav. I could think, no, he's a ganav, he's a tzadik, because he ran out of money. So I'm allowed to assume that he's a ganav. So now, when I come over to a mitzvah, the Torah said it's 50% that a person is lying. From that 50% that a person is lying, I say, I divide it. You should say 30% of it. Most of it. He's a liar. A little bit is shtamutik mishtamet. The shvuah is only going to gain, ishtamutik mishtamet. The shvuah is not going to gain, and the tzad that he's a ganev. Oh, but the tzad of ishtamutik mishtamet is a very good portion. Bekoifer hakol, 80% of bichlal doesn't know. And the tzad that he owes, again, most tzadim that he's a ganev, is a small tzad, is ishtamutik mishtamet. So the shvuah is for a very small tzad. B'meile, there's no tzad to mechayiv shvuah for that. B'meile, that is no tzad to mechayiv shvuah for that. B'meile al kolchoch, you know why the Torah was mechayiv shvuah? You know why the Torah is mechayiv shvuah? Because choshed amoyne loy choshed ha-shvuah. Choshed amoyne loy choshed ha-shvuah. And even in the tzad that he's a gamer, he will not make shvuah shaker. That's the cheshmer from the Gemara. The Gemara wants to prove that not the shvuah is not only for the 5%. No, shvuah is for the other 50%. And the tzad of 80 that he doesn't owe you is no shvuah. But on the tzad that he owes me, and he's saying no, the shvuah will make the gain. Because a shaken will not, a ganav will not make a shvuah shaken. That's the cheshbon of the Gemara. What?
Five years.
Make the numbers better, no?
No, it's
I'm just in global numbers. I could say it exactly if you want. The chances has to be a bigger chance. The tzad of ishtamut and koifer akoil is small. It's very, very small.
Why not again him?
A Torah was not mechayev shvuah to gain that.
Shvuah gave people, so why not to gain?
Maybe they mechayev the whole world shvuah, just in case they took money once, you know. Shtaza halacha. When it's a grace, a shvach lore. So the Torah, if you're not mechayev shvuah,
no, that's also shvach. I'm saying,
why is shvach?
Shvach less, shvach more.
Every shvach chayev at somewhere.
Very good.
So this is a very small shvach. It's a very. It's a kozum. The Torah is mechayev shvuah. We made a mikzas. Koyfer akoy lemarshul. The drawer is very small. The Torah is not mechayev. Chazal mechayev. Aber avade and the tzadim ishtemuti echad leelef. Chazal never mechayev shvuah. Think it's very glad. Aber azay. Now listen to Cheshbon till then.
That was the nekudah.
Yeah. Now listen. Says you don't manage. Says they claw. Koyfer bemilve. Eidim come over to you and they tell you, Herzachayim, you said you don't owe money, you lied. You owed money. I'm asking, you'll be posel a shvur or not? You posel eidus? You're not posel eidus. You realize there's 1% that he's not a ganav. You can't posel a person. How you could posel him? Well, 5% that you're not a posel eidus. Cheskes kash, let's say. We realize you can 5%. Koifer b'milve is not posel eidus. Why? Is it shtamutu k'mishtamet? It's 5% that it's shtamutu k'mishtamet. So the Gemara in the Hamud base, you can't have a problem. Avadus, you don't have chances of shlemut amet. Koyfer b'milva is kosher leidus. Koyfer b'milva is kosher leidus. Why? It's a 5% that is not a liar and he's not a ganev and he poshut, he got stuck with money. So how you can pass on him? To pass on a person, you have to have the leidus brura that he's a ganev. Chabish can leidus brura that he's a ganev. Maybe he really owes the money. He ran out of money. It's a 5%. So many, it doesn't become possible. Masha'engim, when the Gemara wants to say why it would be a mechayev of a shvua, 5% are not enough to be mechayev shvua. It's a raya that choshed the mamayne loy choshed a shvua se. And b'meile, the shvua is coming not for the 5%. It's coming for the whole 20%. Even if the tzadar is a ganev, he'll be pay reshmach mas a shvua. The man in the Helmut base, when the Sunnah is handling it, he becomes Postul Machmasdem. Avada, he doesn't become Postul Machmasdem. How will he become Postul Machmasdem? He can't become Postul Machmasdem. Shash. It's a 5% that he's not a Ganev. There's a reason not to Postul him. There's a reason not to see the Shvuah. But Avada, it's not enough to be Mechai Beshvuah. It's not enough to be Mechai Beshvuah. Does he the Gemara do? For me, the same thing, the Gemara and Shavuos, when the Gemara says, "Asidoi shtemuti," the Gemara only means that there's no chazok of adois, but Ravade, it's not enough a reason to be mechayev a Shavuos. I want to take it to the next step. This is one chelik. We'll go back to the zweite chelik. Alright, second chelik. What is the second chelik? The Achronim asked the Eisen a Kasha. And it looks like a Kasha, there's no way to answer. And the feed them is the Yushuf Kimin Choyma. Why the Gemara asked the Kimich from Shvuah Sesos? Let the Gemara ask a better Kasha. The Hoidech od Mechayev Shvuah. Hoidech od Mechayev Shvuah. Hoidech od Mechayev Shvuah. Hoidech od Mechayev Shvuah. Chosh Amayin Chosh Hoidech Shvuah. Shema Amayin Chosh Amayin Chosh Hoidech Shvuah. So like this, I will say, you know why I'm not asking for Eidechot? Who said Eidechot when he speaks about a Chayfetz? Maybe Eidechot when he speaks about a Halvor? Hesed is an a Chayfetz. But Eidechot maybe a Halvor, and a Halvor is a Shtemutik HaMishtamet. But Rashi said that a Halvor is also not a Shtemutik HaMishtamet. So Lefi Rashi, why can't I do the Shavuos Hesed? Shtel the Kasha and Eidechot. Shtel the Zal the Kasha and Eidechot. Shtel the Kasha and Eidechot. Eidechot is Mechayev Shvuah. How you make a Shvuah? And the tzadar in Meganev, Mechayev Shvuah. It's So I'm saying, Luli Rashi, I would say, a dechod of the Torah, who said it speaks about a chayfetz, makes it speaks about a alvoy, as a thesis will say. Here, Shvua says this, the Gemara knows that it's even in a pikodin, even in a chayfetz. But in a dechod, maybe it's not. But Rashi is, that Shvua says this, we're also asking for an alvoy. We're not asking from the from chayfetz. We're asking for an alvoy, as they state in Rashi. So we ask the Shvua, so ask a kashi from a dechod. It's a Shvua day raise. It's a kashi atzuma. זה כמעט התשובה שאין לו להיות תשובה לפי רש לפי דרכנו תקשה האם צריך נשתון תקשה האם צריך נשתון listen carefully I want to ask you a shayla when the Eidechot comes over to you and tells you I have a Eidechot that you stole money you say no I say Eidechot yes and you say no what are the chances he really owe money how much what are the chances 80? Kein Kol ist 80, without Eidechot. But Eidechot says the same numbers? Verstehe ich. Shua says this is, when a person times this is, and the end of his grave for a call, the Torah was not matzich a Shua, because there's no reise. Here's the Eidechot, that the Torah already needs a Shua. So what are the chances? You're not allowed to say 80. What? Lachamo. When there's no Eidechot, min ha-Torah, you're not chayv Shua, because Mr. Haleganet. He's telling me you don't owe money. Oh, but when the Eidechot says that you owe money, what are the chances that you owe money? The Eidechot says you owe money. What is the chance that you owe money? Well, half-half. Half-half. As if you might have been mixed as chayim shvua. Don't say half-half. 60-40. But more from a koifer ha-koil. Koifer ha-koil, the Torah said, is no drore. It's no shvua min ha-Torah. And Eidechot is a drore. Is a shvua min ha-Torah by Eidechot, right? So there's a bigger chance that he owes money. Now, we have a suffix. So why is either because he's a ganev, or because he's a ishtamuti. So here the ishtamuti is already a bigger amount of ishtamuti. If it violates a bigger amount of ishtamuti, the man is a chiv shvue. We don't have a problem. The Gemara only had a kasha because of Mashil, that the ishtamuti was a lower amount of ishtamuti. But when there's a starker amount of ishtamuti, avada b'chai gavne, yichai b'shvue.
Okay, the tzaddik lying is bigger because he's not
kashdei
dechot.
Right.
In the 50%
or 40%,
the tzaddik is lying is a bigger.
Ganav steal. Ganav. No, the tzaddik is he for sure lied. He said no. The tzaddik is playing to steal, or because the shemutah kamishtamet. Right. We have a suffix. So we say lamazog. Most people when they lie is. Big amount of the stealing, little bit amount of ishtamuti. So the koyfer record that the whole tzad that he owes the money was very small, and you have to divide that. So ishtamuti less mamish a knech. The numbers you will figure out, Eliezer, exactly, yeah. Of the episode, very small amount, very small amount. Here by dechot, the drone of the tay mechayev shvur, the tay is mechayev shvur, right? If the tay is mechayev shvur, so it means that it's a starker drone that he owes money. It's a big amount of drone that he owes money. I would say kimat like maybe mixas. Maybe mixas the tail is mechayev shvur because it's a drore. And that's the pshach of the tail is mechayev shvur because it's a drore. So he said 50%. As even we said that maybe mixas is a svarim ishtamuti. Why? Because the pshach is on the other side maybe it's a gan and maybe it's mishtamet. He also may have a tzadim aggressor a tzadim ishtamuti. And maybe mechayev gavne we don't have to. We have a raya that chosh amayin lechosh na shvur ese. The raya from the gemara is only from koifer hakoyim. In the hood, it's a shtickle chosr berashi, but the meister first nach las David learned as a. But beemes in daf gimel amud beis, in the whole chilus of sugi of made of mikzas, this was the whole cheshbon of nach las David to explain the whole shakle v'tayredi in the gemara if a chiv shvuet mistad chesh tamuti. And in neve bay we said then that it's muchach in rashi. This was the whole cheshbon. Rebbe Chazal, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the whole Cheshbon Rashi was gebayt of these numbers, and this Mahalach, and this Mechayev of the Shvur. That's even the ganze Lomdus. The Mele Rashi Beres is Kemin Choymer. Rashi Beres is Kemin Choymer. I know Rashi could have said a bit more. Say it. Yeshua is God boy. But not this Cheshbon, as I said before, that the Ashkof of Rishon and Discussions, it's not a Pella Otsum, often a Gemara Helmut Beis. Why didn't ask him? Achra is Beinenus? Sach mir Yushe Meilov, sach mir Yushe Meilov. What? No! Zog di Gemara al kocho, chosha, meine chosha, lo yi chosha, lo yi chosha, lo yi chosha, The Mele, even because for a coin, the Shvur is not only for the 5%. The Shvur will gain even in the tzad that he's stealing. If Choshen Amayne, more Choshen the Shvur is there, so even if he's a Ganev, the Shvur will make him to give back the money. This is what the Gemara is trying to push. That the Shvur will not be, the Gemara is for 20%, not for 5%. And if it's a Chiyuv Shvur, I'll call Choshen Amayne, lo Choshen the Shvur is there, the Mele, you gain it. So this is the Cheshman of the Gemara. And we have to know the feed them that Pasha is the Gemara stays with it. The Pasha is the Gemara stays with it. Lom is then noch ein Gemara. Maybe so noch ein Gemara. Vesu, so the Gemara stays. The Pasha is the Firashi, the Gemara stays with his Cheshman. Choshen Mamayne, loy Choshen Ashfuah. Mele he will gain, even on that 100% that he's a Ganev, he will gain. וסו עוד את עולה רבחי, שניהם נשבועים ונועד לי מבעל הבייס, נעים הם מיגו לחושם, רצי חושם השבוע עשה. The second raya, that basically is the fifth raya in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, oh, but the second, the first three of the Gemara was Doiches, so the raya is the first one from the SS. Now the Gemara brings a raya from Shvuas HaNoitlim, noch at the Rabbonon, Shvuas HaNoitlim. The Chure, he's coming to take money and he makes a Shvuas HaNoitlim. So you have a tzad that he's a Ganev. He's taking money now. You can't say Shtemut HaGemishtamet. He comes to take money and he needs a Shvur. If you think I'm a Ganev, I for sure will make a Shvur. So what is the purpose of the Shvur? You can't say Shtemut HaGemishtamet. I come and I take money. I need a Shvur. Why I need a Shvur? You don't trust me? No, maybe you're a Ganev. No, so I'm a Ganev, I'll make a Shvur. A Raya, Choshe Amayne, Lai Choshe Na Shvur. What? Frag the Pnei Yeshua, why the Gemara had to ask the Kashe, from Toni Rabchi Yashneim Nishboim V'Noitlim Yibal Abayis? The Gemara had to say, Hotnan B'Shvuas, Shvuas HaNoitlim. Evi Shvuas HaNoitlim, Chosh HaMayin, Chosh HaShvuas. Why to ask a punk from this case? Why to ask a punk from this case? And also the Mestam HaKashe, look at Rashi, Rashi asked the Kashe, why to bring a Braises, Gim, Rashi Stoch HaMishne. But frag the Pnei Yeshua, why Bichlal you have to go specific? Why you need a Shvuah? He's taking money, and maybe he's a Ganev. If he's a Ganev, he'll make a Shvuah Shekin. He can't say Ishtamuta. One Kasha, the Pnei Yeshua. Second Kasha, look, the Pnei Yeshua is Medayik to Rashi. Rashi says the answer to the whole Sugya. Look in Rashi. Name Emigu. Ke'on de bechad minayu vaday choshit. I'm a Moina. One of them is for sure a liar. Fight the Pnei Yeshua on them. Lamazar Shvuah Sanoitlim not. What is a choshut? Connect the nishma v'noitel. Why after a shvua? If you think that I'm a ganev, what the shvua will help? Rashi is saying no. The Gemara's kasha is b'chen v'balabai is because one of them is a liar. And so how you can make a shvua? One of them is a liar. Why to ask the kasha like this? If he's noitel b'shvua and the tzav noitel is a ganev, so what the shvua will help? Why have to say that one of them is a ganev? I mean, in Rashi stayed the answer in the first Pnei Yeshua that we're not asking from every shvua noitlim, only specific from this case. Not the shaila farvos, shaila farvos, farvos. Stop here.